The manifold universe is in truth a single reality. There is only one great being, which the sages call Brahman, in which all the countless forms of existence reside. That great being is utter consciousness, and it is the very essence or self of all beings. George Furstein. Epilogue. The Simple Truth. Thus, we conclude this simple book, a message, reminder, a remembrance to ourselves about who we are, how we can get what we want, and how we can be happy. Who are we? We are everything. We are existence. We are consciousness. We are all that is. We are creator and created, dreamer and dream. We are one. How can we get what we want? We create what we want through consciousness and belief. We love it into existence by repetitive thoughts, feelings, and actions. We create it by believing and by then experiencing the creation. How can we be happy? We can be happy when we choose happiness. Nothing exists unless it is loved into existence. Love is the essence. To be happy, we remember love and choose happiness. It is the simplest of concepts. Being is all there is. Being is what you are. We are all consciousness being itself, experiencing itself, and discovering itself. The joy of being is our process. The love of being is our purpose. The truth of being is our reality. We are all consciousness, being all that is, everything that ever has been or will be. Consciousness is infinite and eternal. Consciousness creates all that is, for the love of being and the joy of becoming. Consciousness is the one experiencing itself as the many. We are one experiencing ourselves as many. We do this through beliefs. Change your beliefs and you change your experience. Beliefs are always changing, so all things change. Nothing stays the same except consciousness. Both the creator and the creation, the dreamer and the dream. Remember who you are. Know yourself. It's that simple. If you like the ideas in this book, read them again. Think about them. Share them with others. That will help you remember who you are and bring this reality into your life. If you are attracted to these truths, make them your current understanding and experience. Sooner or later, they will become so because they are the truth about who you are. A website associated with this book is www.partofgod.com. Please feel free to visit it for additional information and inspiration. The world is but a canvas for our imagination. Henry David Thoreau. About T.E. Divine. T.E. Divine is a part of universal consciousness that helps us remember who we are. Like you, this part forgot its divinity in order to experience individuality, and it has a specific life story as a result. But the most important part of that life story is the choice to remember our common divinity and to share that memory with you. By remembering who we are and the unity we share with universal consciousness, we also remember the peace, joy, and love residing within each of us. Also, we remember to love and respect all others as equals and members of the same family. You may contact T.E. Divine at tedivine at partofgod.com. A final word. Unfortunately, you were not given a handbook at birth on how to be human and how to be happy. We all want one of those. Well, now you have one. The knowledge in this book has always been inside you. This book is only a reminder of what you already know to be true at your deepest level. It is the key you've given yourself to remember who you are and why you are here. Use the key and pass it along. Give it to your family and friends to help them remember. Remembering who they are is the key to their personal happiness. It is also the path to world peace. Wishing you peace and love, this is T.E. Divine.